Governor Paul LePage said he got tired of waiting for legislative leaders to call themselves into session to deal with the nursing home problem. And with the recent closure of two nursing homes, the governor said it was time for him to take unilateral action.
So I told Commissioner Mayo, find money. Find whatever savings, that monies that we've saved, either through improved managements, improved efficiencies, wherever. If there's money left over, we're going to use it to save the nursing homes.
Maine lawmakers passed a nursing home assistance bill earlier this year that provided a total of $12.3 million in additional funds. And although he directed most of his remarks toward helping seniors and the elderly during the hastily called press conference, LePage did have some choice words for Democrats whom he said abandoned their responsibilities.
Listen, I am not going to stand by anymore and listen to slick-talking politician giving lip service. That time is over. We're taking action. And the legislature is not part of this solution. They are part of the problem. And if they want to take action, then they can call themselves back and take action.
Health and Human Services Commissioner Mary Mayhew said that as the result of successful efforts to rein in spending in the Medicaid program, the department was able to find an additional $4.6 million in funding that will draw down $8.5 million in federal matching funds. That brings the total to $25.4 million for the state's nursing homes over the next year.
We have instituted a lot of reforms that have led to a more efficient management of the Maine Care program. Certainly our emergency department project is one that has helped to produce significant savings by reducing preventable utilization of the emergency department. The combined efforts that have occurred over the last 3.5 years have allowed us to realize increased savings and funds that as we neared the end of this fiscal year, we have additional funds that were carried forward.
At the Maine Healthcare Association, Rick Erb, president and CEO, said the 200 long-term care providers who belong to the organization will be deeply appreciative of the administration's efforts, which he said should produce a stabilizing effect at least through July 31st of next year. Erb says Maine's population is growing older by leaps and bounds.
Maine's demographics, like most states, are daunting. We have a huge growing elder population. We need to keep our long-term care facilities and other services on sound fiscal footing. We have reduced the number of beds in Maine's nursing homes over the years to the point where we need to retain what we have. We're going to need them.
Democrats said they were pleased LePage had decided to direct DHH resources to assist the nursing homes, but questioned why he wanted to call a special session in the first place. Senate Majority Leader Troy Jackson is also skeptical about the DHHS savings.
You can't call the legislature in when there's no plan, and the savings that Commissioner Mayhew was talking about. She never even told you today where they're actually coming from. She just said that there were savings. How do we know?
LePage said he had hoped to use the $4.6 million to provide health care for uninsured Mainers on state waiting lists and would have preferred to have the legislature develop a separate plan for the nursing homes. Democrats say the entire press conference was an attempt to get Maine seniors to forget about a press release in which the administration referred to Social Security as welfare. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.